We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 10 lines from the top of Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The first words on the line are Maiser Ninu, and we're starting from Omer Rav Ami. Omer Rav Ami, Hamatvis Moyes Maiser Sheni L'Shlomim. That means someone has Moyes Maiser Sheni that they brought up to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is supposed to buy with that food to eat in Yerushalayim, bring a Shlomim, Shechta Behema, and eat it. And what he did was, he set aside some of this money, said, you know what, I want to buy a shlom with this money. Now usually, if you take any money, maya is chulin, and you set it aside for a shlomim, it gets kedushas damim that it has to be used for a shlomim. Here of Ami is v'chadish, since the Maaseh Sheni already has its own kedusha, loy kanu shlomim, does not have to be used for a shlomim. The may carbon of a shlomim is not chal on this money. My time, it loyalima kedushas shlomim. The Kedushas HaShlomim is not strong enough to be chal on Kedusha that has already, Kedusha Maaseh Sheni. That's Rav Ami Shita. Therefore he says that it's not chal as a Shlomim until you actually buy a behemoth with it and set it aside for Shlomim. But the money itself doesn't get more Kedusha L'Shlomim when I say I'm setting it aside for a Shlomim. Meisveh, when I ask a kashuv of Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, and that Mishnah, in that Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, it says like this, that the proper thing to do with Moyes Maaseh Sheni is to buy a behema l'shlamim or a chaya, which can be used for a behema. You can buy it l'basa taiv in order to eat basa. You want to eat some meat, you want to eat some deer. You could use that money to buy a deer and shecht it to eat it. But if you buy a behema that's roya for carbon, the best thing is to use it for a shlamim. And it says that there's a chiddush, that after I buy that behema and I shecht it and I eat it, what I do with the skin? The skin I can't eat, the halacha is that goes to chulin. It doesn't have the Maaseh Sheni anymore. Because since the ikker thing I bought, the behemo, the carbon, it served its purpose. Therefore, the R is batal to that, and yak yusuf a chulin. But the Mishnah Dalet says there are exceptions to the rule. But like chaya lizif chishlamim, you bought a chaya and I set it aside for zif chishlamim. Now, a chaya is not right for shlamim. U behemo lebasa taiva, you bought a behemo, which really is supposed to be used for shlamim, and I said I'm going to use it for basa taiva to shecht and eat it. Then lo yotza ar lechulin. The ar does not go lechulin. So why in the reisha lekech chaya zif chishlamim does not go lechulin? So Gemara assumed the reason is because when I buy this chaya zif chishlamim, now it's not Maaseh Sheni anymore. Now it has din of a shlamim, the may shlamim, and therefore I have to sell it for a shlamim. So I have to sell the whole thing. The ar doesn't go. That's why it doesn't go lechulin, because the whole thing becomes a set of sof shlamim. Lav lemerim the kani shlamim. So you see, it shayach tvichal. Moyo is shlomim on Moyo is Maaseh Sheni. It's possible for it to be chal on Moyo is Maaseh Sheni. Lav lemeimor the konu shlomim. So Gemar, no, hoitmer lo amarav loy konu shlomim. It's not konu shlomim, and because it's not the sort of shlomim, vada it still has the Maaseh Sheni. So what does it mean? My lo yotza or lechulin? It should say more. It's not chal at all the shlomim. What's my lo yotza or lechulin? Hoch gamar. It doesn't have the parasha of going out lechulin because it stayed moyes Maaseh Sheni. And my time, what's the reason? Rabbi Nasa kilekech sharlech harisha. If someone takes the money of moyes Maaseh Sheni and buys the sharlech harisha, it still has kedushas Maaseh Sheni. He has to sell this shar and use it to buy food for Maaseh Sheni. Same thing over here, and that's what it means that it's not kaina. That's what it means. It's not. Doesn't go lechulin. The R does not go lechulin because it stays Maaseh Sheni and never had the next step, which came a behema le shlomim or behema le bastaiv. It never got to that step because here you weren't supposed to buy a chaya. Therefore, it still retains its din of Maaseh Sheni and it has all the din of Maaseh Sheni. And therefore, it's not a kasha on Rabbi Ami because it has a din, because it still retains the Maaseh Sheni. Now, what's found in the other halacha by behema le bastaiv? So there, you take a kashechted and eat it, because I shouldn't have done that, but I kashechted and eat it, but there I get a little knas. I can't use the arlechulim, because really you're supposed to take a behema, I use it for a shlom. And the truth is, this din of Rav Ami is machlokes. Itmar, matvis moyes maaseh sheni shlom. If something's money sits aside maaseh sheni shlom, it becomes kushas dam l'shlom. Well, it says it's not kani. And the Gemara qualifies the machlokes. So I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, the maaseh sheni is mom and head to do. It's machlokes Yehuda and Rameir in Maseches Kedushin. If maaseh sheni money is considered mom and head, is considered your money or mom and gavoya? What's enough community? Can we kaddish isha with it? Rabbi Yehuda holds considered mom and head. So the Gemara says the kuliyama fi Rabbi Yehuda. If I take that money and I set aside for shlomim, it is chal kedusha shlomim on it. You know why? Because it doesn't have its own kedusha. So that's pasuk when I pligi the kani. It's kind of the din shlomim. Ki pligi with machlekes leave it to Rav Meir. Machlekes says according to Rav Meir holds that mamon that maaseh sheni mamon gavaya. So there by maaseh sheni mamon gavaya there has its own kedusha. And that's the question. Machlekes over here is it chal kedushas dam kedushas slum. What's the machlekes? Keep legally with Ramea dam ma'isa mam and gavayahu man dam aloy kani karamei. It's like Ramea. Very good. That's already has therefore has kedushas already. Can't be chal the slum on it. That's not even aloy kani karamei. Man dam kani he holds kivan the ma'isa sheni karav shlamim. Since ma'isa sheni is royal to become a shlamim, therefore kimet vastalei nami tafis. If I set aside a shlamim, it can become a shlamim. Even though it has kedushas already, become a shlamim. That's really the natural next step. By Moise Maishen is turned to Shlomim, therefore it could become a Shlomim. So that's the Machlekes, Rab Yechanan and Rav Elazar, which really Rav Ami held like Rav Elazar as well, that Loi Kani. And the Gemara is qualifying the Tafka according to Rav Meir, not according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda for sure is not Kani because it's Mammon, for sure it is Kani because Mammon had the according to Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara Meisvei, I'm asking you a kasha on Rav Elazar. Matvis Moise Maishen and Shlomim, if someone takes money and he sets aside for Maishen, he takes aside Maishen money, sets aside for Shlomim, Kishu Paidon, when you want to be Paidit, if you want to use to transfer that Kedusha from this Matbeah to other Matbeahs, what's the halacha? You have to add a Chaimish. Moise Vleim Shneichum Shem Tuchum Shem. Why? Echa the Kaidesh. One, because I'm being Paida Domim of Kaidesh, which is Shlomim, Ve'echad Lemaisa. So what do you see? See clearly that's Chal, because you see you have to have two Chaimishim. Zok to Gemara. So what's the kasha of Elazar? Mi savrik Rabbi Akol. He this says Rabbi Akol. Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. And even Rabbi Elazar agrees a few Rabbi Yehuda. It's chal kedushas shlomim on the ma'aser sheni. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it's not a kasha on Rabbi Elazar. Zok to new Mishnah. We learned already that in the last Mishnah they can't use ma'aser sheni for a chayva. For example, if you have a chayva to bring a toida, you can't use ma'aser sheni for things that you're mechuyev to do. What's the makar for that? What's the makar that you can't use ma'isa sheni, the things that you're mechuyev to do? Where's the makar? Where's the pasuk for that? Zok to Mishnah, menayin lo imer harei alai toida. Someone says, I want to bring, I'm makar myself to bring a chrayis, to bring a toida, I have to bring a toida. So how do you know? So yavi elam achulin. How do you know you have to bring from achulin, not from ma'isa sheni? You have to bring from money that's not ma'isa sheni. Tam lo imer, the pasuk says, in regards to Korban Pesach, it says, you bring a Pesach L'Shem L'Kecha Tzoynu Baka. V'aloi, Pesach ain't bottom of Ksavim and Izim. Pesach only comes from Ksavim and from Izim, and not from Tzoynu Baka. Only comes from Ksavim and Izim, which is really in the Tzoyn family, but not from the Baka. There's no such thing as Baka. So what's Pshat? So I think some say Pshat there, I think Rashi says there that it's going on the Chagiga, but Pasuk Pshat, Shvera Pasuk, what's it going on? Tzoynu Baka. Zok to Mishta have a Pshat. So like this, it's a hekesh that imkei matam aloi mar tzoynu baka lahakesh kol haba minat tzoyn umina baka lapesach. It's just anything that comes from tzoynu baka is hukesh lapesach. What is that? That's like a case of taida shlamim. All those cases that you can bring from any behema. So ma pesach dovah shebechayva. Pesach something that you have to do. Vein balam nechulin only comes from nechulin. And we'll see in the Gemara how we know. How we know only comes from chulin pesach. Just like Pesach only comes from Chulin, same thing, every Chayva is only from Chulin, not from Ma'aser Sheni. Lefikach, since we're saying that anything that's a Chayva can't be brought from only from Ma'aser Sheni, it has to be brought from Chulin. You have to bring it because you said, you have to bring a Dafkam from Chulin, not from Ma'aser Sheni. And a Sachim in every case. And I don't say Arei Alai, it's always a Chiyav. Once you bring the carbon, you have to bring the Sachem. And therefore, it will always come from Chulin and not from Ma'aser Sheni. That's what will come out. That's clear. Even if you don't say Arei Alai, the halacha is that you always have to bring Dafka, Nesachem, and Achulin. And Rashi Kisviyar explains the reason why Nesachem can't be brought from Ma'aser Sheni, B'chol Mokim, is because since it's Kulei Kol on the Mizbeach and not eaten at all, you can't bring it from Ma'aser Sheni. That's what Rashi Kisviyad learns, and that's the vart why Nesachim, Mechol Mokim, Mechol Eifin cannot be used from Ma'aser Sheni, because when you're allowed to do it, it says from Shlomim, you learn out Sham Sham, and that's something that's eaten. Zimnei Achilinu. Am Nesachim, Rashi says, the Kol Ninu lo Yavi mina Ma'aser. So to Gemara. The Mishnah said that how do we know that Toida, that's a Chayva, has to be brought from Achulin? We know it from Pesach. Now, Shaul is, how Pesach, how do you know by Pesach alone that the loch is only comes Menachulim? What's, how do you know Pesach alone has to dafka Menachulim? Talking about Pesach Gufa Menachulim, how do you know? The time went to the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Elazar says, Nema Pesach b'Mitzrayim. We know there's a parasha of carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim. B'Nemar, it says Pesach l'dairus. We know there's a chiyah of carbon Pesach l'dairus. Ma Pesach b'Mitzrayim lo ba ela Menachulim. Just like Pesach Mitzrayim definitely did not come from Ma'aseh Sheni. Why there's no such thing as Ma'aseh Sheni yet? He was still in Mitzrayim, there's no such thing as Ma'aseh Sheni until he got there to Yisrael. So just like over there, it's Dafka from Chulin, Af Pesach Ramon Dairis, same thing comes to Pesach Ramon Dairis, Le'balim Nachulin, only comes Minachulin. So that's the Raya. How do you know Pesach Le'Dairis is only Bam Nachulin? Because Pesach Mitzrayim came from Chulin, there's no Ma'aseh Sheni there. And that's the Makar of Pesach. And like our Mishnah said, we learn out from the word Tzayin Baka, we learn out that it includes Toyda also, cannot come from Ma'aseh Sheni. So Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, you're going to tell me now, the way we know that a Pesach has to come Menachulun is from Pesach Mitzrayim. There was impossible. It's not a raya. I'm not Rabbi Kiva, Chidon, Efshem, Shi, Efshem. Is it possible to learn out from an E Efshem? There was no Ma'aseh Sheni. So of course he brought from the Chulim. Who said, when you have an option of Ma'aseh Sheni, you can't bring Ma'aseh Sheni? So Rabbi Kiva tells Rabbi Eliezer, how is that a raya from an E Efshem place? How is that a raya? I'm a lawyer. Rabbi Eliezer answers, Afa, Pi, Shi, Efshem, Raya, Gedoyle, Vanil, Meno. Still a big raya, and you can learn out from there. So Chazor Rekiva done the Nachaz. Rekiva has a different taina. He says, okay, Ma'al Pesach Mitzrayim, what's the Raya? Pesach Mitzrayim was a Shvachar carbon. Shekein Ein Tom Matadam Murungam Mizbeach. The Pesach in Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbeach yet, no Mishkan yet, so you don't bring any Murim on the Mizbeach. Toymar, let's learn on the base now, Toym Pesach Doiris, Shetom Matadam Murungam Mizbeach. That needs Matadam Murungam Mizbeach. So maybe there, it could come from Ma'aseh Sheni, because there, it's a different carbon. It's a different type of carbon. It has even a murim. So what's your raya? That's Rabbi Akiva's taina. And now all of a sudden, Rabbi Akiva sounds like he was masking the from the Yavshar, his new taina. So Rabbi Lezer says back to that. Tomorrow we'll discuss that in a second. So Rabbi Lezer says back, no, Harei Yoimber, the Pasuk says, Vavatas Avodah Hazois, Bechodesh Hazeh, going on Karim Pesach. And it means every year at this Chodesh, you do the Karim Pesach. So makish all the Karbanos Pesach to each other. So we see from here, all the avoiders of this chodesh always be kizeh like the Pesach of Mitzrayim. It's just like the Pesach of Mitzrayim is menachulin. Same thing, Pesach deres. So that is are the brights over here. We have a brights over here. We want to know how do we know Pesach Mitzrayim is dafka? How do we know Pesach Machlal is dafka from chulin? Is it because Pesach Mitzrayim is from chulin? There's no Ma'aseh Sheni there. Therefore, Pesach. Samara says, Rabbi Kiva says, how you learn out? That's the Yefshah. So he says, no, you can still learn from Yafshah. Then he has another taina. There's a pircha that doesn't have any murim. And maybe today has a murim. Maybe it's different. Maybe it comes from Ma'aseh Sheni. Samara says, no, there's just another taina. It says, Avatas Avadis of Chayuzer. Rabbi Eliezer answers that since it says that all the Avadis of this Chayuzer is Kazer, is like all the same. Therefore, that is the halacha that they all have to come from Chulin, not from Ma'aseh Sheni. Now the Gemara analyzes this price. Rabbi Kiva, he's shavlei dein don efshem yefshem. We can't learn efshem yefshem. Leiki b'milsa. Let him stick to his guns. And why is he saying another taina? He already said it's not negayit to learn from Pesach Doris. Why come another taina? And Teretz is the hadabei with chayzer. The haid legam Pesach Matzayim. Maybe with chayzer, he could learn out from yefshem. And the reason why you don't learn out is because b'shom haipirchu. There's not sugar percha because Pesach b'midbar yichiach. You know, after the first year in Mitzrayim, they brought a Pesach the next year in the Midbar, and that year they did have a Mishkan. And still it came from a Chulin, and even though it had a Murim. So that's a Raya, that even something that has a Murim will be from a Chulin. So you can learn that from there. If you can learn that from Yevshah, you can learn that from the Midbar also. So then that's not a good taina. So the question is, what's Rabbi Kiva saying? If he holds Donim Loi Donim Efshah Yevshah, okay, so then stop right there. You stumped him. And if you hold you are Donim, you hold taina, your Pircha, that's a good Pircha, because you still have Pesach in the Midbar, which came from Dafka Chulim, because it wasn't Eretz Yisrael yet, and it had a Murim. So you have a good taina, Maisa. You have a good taina over there. Zokta Gemara explaining to you, Dvarav the Rabbi Eliezer, comma. We're going L'dvarav the Rabbi Eliezer. Lididi. Ain donim efshir mishi efshir. The Rabbi Kiva is going with Rabbi Eliezer. He says, I hold that you're right. Ain donim efshir efshir. I hold there's no shaykhis. Don't learn from Pesach Doris. There's no shaykhis. there was no Ma'aseh Sheni. Now the doctor Amr is donim efshir efshir. I'm going to tell you a tiny. Even you, Ma'al Pesach Mitzrayim, you can't even tell my donim mugam isbech. I have a pircha. Tell Pesach Doris, tell my donim mugam isbech. The Pesach Mitzrayim didn't have that. Vamalei Rabbi Eliezer vavarta. He uses the tiny of vavarta. So the question is, Rabbi Eliezer lemalei Pesach Mitzrayim. Why do you have to go back to the Taina of Avarata? Let him Taina the Pasha Taina, Pesach Midva Yechiach, the Apircha is not Apircha, Pesach Midva has Imurim, and still it came Dafka from Chulim. So the Gemara, Rav Eliezer going to Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva come like, don't, Lidi, don't Efsir Shi Efsir, Moshe Mai Pircha, that Pircha is not a problem, Pesach Midva Yechiach. Lidi, doch, you, the Amrit, the Ain Don Efsir Shi Efsir, I'm going to tell you a way that you should be able to learn. Vavarta, it's a, this is mashla, all Dine Pesach Adar is forever. That's the same. And therefore, even though it's a regular, you can't learn from Yafshir, here it's a hekesh to each other. Frank tomorrow, what's the difference? Hashtag Milifrach, if you have a hekesh, you might have a pircha, that there's no imurim. So, tomorrow, Rav Sheshes, it's a meris, aim mashivim al hekesh. There's no, you don't have tainis, you don't have kashas on a hekesh. By a hekesh, you don't have a kashas. Frank tomorrow, not a kasha on this, because what was the setup we were holding? We're holding is, we want to know, where do we know Pesach? A Pesach has to be dafka chulin amas sheni. We learn that from Pesach Mitzrayim, and that's how Rav learns. And the Gemara says that how do Rav learn it? He learns it from a varta. Even though don't efshem shi'efshem, you have a varta that says the all psachim are the same, and that's makish the Pesach adaris to the Pesach Mitzrayim that it has to be dafka from chulin and not from ma'isa sheni. That's what's coming out, and we're learning out toida because it's a baka. We're learning out toida from Pesach. Right, the Gemara. With Tavitza Amar, the Beis Medrash, they ask, the Tavitza means the Beis Medrash, Chidova Lom Vehekesh, Chayin Lom Vehekesh, Lachari, here it's a Hekesh, there's a Hekesh to say, Vavarta, the old Pesach are the same, and now Chayin Lom Vehekesh would say in a Bakar. We know he can't be learned from Hekesh, Chayin Lom Vehekesh. So, tomorrow, no, Vachlala Itma, Pesach Kulachal the Milsi, that since the Pesach there is of the Shayim is all from one Pasek that's Kezeh, that teaches all Pesach in one din, that's not called a hekesh. That's called, it's all, we're learning Meklala, one hekesh. Hekesh to Pesach. Pesach altogether doesn't bring Ma'isa Sheni. How do we know that from Vatam? But it's all one Shane Pesach. It's not two different Karbanas learned from each other. It's one Shane Pesach. That's not called hekesh from hekesh. Hekesh is two different Karbanas. But here, all the Pesach, Pesach, Darius, and Sharm are the same exact carbon, one Shane Echad. And now we're learning they're all the same. They come a Chulun. You can learn out Toyda from there. So that's according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Makar is from Pesach Mitzrayim. It has to be Dafka Menachul, not Ma'isa Sheni. And our Mishnah learns out Toyda from there.